Hello and welcome to the 4 News Briefing. I'm Austin Pollock. After 27 new cases today, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned that restrictions could be tightened even further for more than 100 Sydney suburbs after confirming that the Greater Sydney lockdown would be extended until midnight on July 16. Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool local government areas have been identified as areas seeing a concerning rise in COVID-19 cases, with Premier Berejiklian warning that residents could have their movements restricted even further if transmission continues.
Unfortunately, only 13 of those were already in isolation. 7 were in isolation for part of their infectious period, and 7, we understand, were in isolation for all of their infectious period.
Queensland has recorded one new local case of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. The new case was in home quarantine for their entire infectious period and a close contact of 2 known cases in Tarragindi, Brisbane's south. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said this was fantastic news.
So we have 49 active cases. We've had 16,336 tests in the past 24 hours. Again, that's an excellent result. And 14,961 vaccines were delivered yesterday.
A raft of coronavirus restrictions will ease in Melbourne from Thursday midnight, bringing the city in line with regional Victoria. To other news now, police in Japan have charged a woman after she allegedly tried to extinguish the Olympic flame with a water pistol during the official torch run. Weather now. Australia's east coast is working to brisk icy conditions this morning, while severe weather warnings are still in place for parts of the west coast after damaging winds and thunderstorms swept through overnight. But taking a look at your weather across Australia, tomorrow in Brisbane, partly cloudy, top of 20 degrees. In Sydney, top of 17, some showers about. Canberra only reaching a top of 11, but getting down to minus 4 with some cloud around. Melbourne, cloudy, top of 13. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Perth, 19, possible storm. And in Darwin, top of 31. And that concludes today's 4 News Briefing. I'm Austin Pollock. You can catch the latest news on our website, 4newsaus.com. And now we will be having a full bulletin in the coming days. And as you would have noticed, there are some changes here at 4 News Australia. And speaking of changes, we're going to leave you with our new soundtrack for 4 News. Anyway, thanks for your company. Good afternoon.